Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information, or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Talk therapy with Red and Puddin. I'm Red.
And I'm Puddin.
And tonight we're going to be bringing up the topic of fetishes. But before we do get into that, how was your day, Puddin?
Stressful. Very stressful. Baby
you realize
crying
that I get
all day.
I got out of work 10 minutes before I, 10 minutes before looking up fetishes and myself the crash course on and learning that I have a few of these fetishes that I didn't know I had. I didn't know there was a name for this. But tonight's a very special night for me, actually. It would have been my 10th year anniversary tonight. Dun, dun, dun. If I was,
dun, dun, dun.
You know. Yeah. Well, not tonight, but like at midnight was, you know, December 1st was my anniversary when I was married. What the fuck was I thinking? actually, no, I'm not going to lie. I had some awesome years. I had some awesome years with him. But this time tomorrow, I will probably be belligerently drunk and I probably won't be able to say my words, so I'm glad that, you know, Thursday was tonight and not, you know, the first, because I'll tell you what, I would, my freedom night, guys, this is my freedom night, this is the night I celebrate my freedom from no longer being married, but I do still have the ring. In the state of Massachusetts, it is considered a gift and they cannot take it back, even if it's a family heirloom.
Ha! Nice.
Well, isn't that nice? Yeah, this is a pretty nice little ring with some diamonds all up on it and like shiny and glittery. Every time it catches the light, I'm like, ah, it's so pretty. The one pretty thing left. Ha! Anyways, that's how my day was. I got called into work. I worked from 5 p.m. to what was supposed to be 10. I didn't get home until 11:15 when I hit you up, and I was like, oh my God, crash course on fetish. So here we are. No crying babies, though. No crying babies. All right, well, I'm going to let Chris on because he's here. So Hey, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Boss Lady in Red?
No, I'm Boss Lady. I'm Boss Lady in Red. She's Pudding. You got to say Boss Lady in Pudding.
Danielle can be pretty Boss Lady at sometimes when she wants to be.
Oh, my God, when she lays sometimes. The snappiest down in group. I love when she does that, when she gets, like, out of nowhere. She's like, I said, listen, bitch. And like, people like, no, really. Like, when you get the admin room. Yeah, oh, my God. It's sexy as fuck, though. Yeah, the other day, I got Nazi Nikki in group the other day, and it was so funny because Danielle was like, oh, my God, it's so hot when you get Nazi Nikki. Because I'm like, I become like rule Nazi sometimes, and I'm like, rawr, rules, brr, you know. I wonder if that's a fetish. Rulophilia. A lot of fetishes end in philia, no lie. Okay, so on to our fetishes, onto the topic before I get carried away. So do you have a fetish, guys? What's your fetish?
Do you want me to go first?
You got a fetish?
Yes,
yeah, let Chris go first. Chris, what's your fetish?
My fetish is edging. I think it's hot to edge and to edge the other person and to be edged and then let it go from where it goes, you know. I think it's the hottest thing in the world.
You like to tease. You're a fucking tease, Chris. Fucking
absolutely.
Tease.
Hey,
I'm bad.
Teasing is fun.
All right, I like teasing, but I don't like being teased. I'm not going to lie. Like, give me it now. I want it now. And, like, you know, Dom's going to have to ball gag me because I'm getting rowdy and shit, you know. Like, but I'm clean at teasing. I'll tease all day. Like, I'm great at that. But then, like, there's only a certain point of teasing that I can hold on to. All right, we have a caller. So.
Go ahead and bring him on.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm unmuted. Hello, ladies and gents.
Hello. All right, for all the listeners out there, if you didn't listen before, you ever heard me say Miss T, I'm always talking about her. Lovely Miss T has just called and graced us with her presence. Hi, Miss T, my soul sister.
Hi, soul sister. Hey, Pudding.
Hello, Miss T.
And, of course, we have the lovely Chris.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, so the reason that I asked for Miss T to call in is because she is my fellow fetish friend, and she will gladly openly talk about it right along with us. So, Lori, let's get on that. What's your fetish? What's your kinks?
Well, first off, I like Chris's fetish right there, edging. He and I were talking earlier today, and that's something that I am trying to train myself in because I'm not that good at controlling that. So I like that. But one of my fetishes is, and everyone in the group already knows, it's no big secret, I like tit tying, you know, and having my tits tied and abused.
Oh, my God.
So it's,
and you have these
yes.
beautiful tits, perfect for it too. Like, guys, if I can talk about perfect tits for a second, oh my God, Miss T's titties, like motorboat central. Like, I just want to put my face and be like, like, really? Okay.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Back to fetish. Is motorboat in a fetish?
I don't know, but it can be now.
It is now. Miss T, what I found out, I was doing some researching, right? And you know how you're a machinist, right? You like to suffer pain and humiliation sexually, correct?
Yes, masochist. Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I thought I was, but I'm not because I don't like being humiliated. So, all right, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this correctly, but algolagnia. And it's certain spots of pain and mostly sensitive areas that will turn you on, but don't find attraction and don't find sexual stimulation in being humiliated. Because I don't like being humiliated. Like I like being called a dirty slut, but I don't like public humiliation. I don't like him doing things that make me look bad. You know what I mean? So
I do.
I realized tonight that I'm not that. And I've been under the wrong impression this whole time.
Yes. I mean, a masochist does enjoy pain and some humiliation to a certain extent. There are many levels of humiliation, too. So, I don't go that far into the humiliation, but that is a part of it. It's a part of the lifestyle.
I'm not going to lie. I totally don't see you, and I know you do, but, I totally, knowing you, I still don't see, I can't picture someone humiliating you and you not, laying the smackest down on their ass. You know what I mean?
You can't picture it because you know how I am in real life, but
yes,
as a submissive, it's completely different. In the bedroom, you can say.
Yes, I'm complete opposite in the bedroom myself. I mean, I'm very dominant in real life. And in the bedroom, I'm just like, yeah, I want the ball gag. I want the whippings, you know.
right, exactly. It doesn't make you weak as a person. You can still be dominant in other areas of your life.
What's that, Chris?
I think that's one of the hottest things when, people are complete opposites.
Oh, you think that's hot? Is that a new fetish? I wonder if that got a name. I actually listen.
Elaborate that a little bit more, Chris. But what do you mean when they're the complete opposite and better than they are in real life?
Yeah, I think that's really hot because it's like you're getting the person you're getting. It's like you're getting someone that is not that everybody else doesn't see.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I find the best is? I like that too. Because, all right, take my honey for an example. He's all smiley and happy and whatnot and everything. But I really love it when he says, "You better," and calls me a dirty slut, which isn't something that you would think he would do by his post and group, and he's so caring, and he actually gives fucks about people, and I'm like, call me a dirty slut, you know what I mean? So yeah, I get it. I'm pretty sure that he must enjoy it too. Like here's Red, you know, the bitch that fucking wants to yell out and not rule Nazi everyone, and he gets to actually fucking give me commands and shit. I mean, that must be a really big ego trip, to be like, yo, here's this dominant bitch that just feels she has to rule shit, but I'm gonna rule her sexually. I bet that's a power
trip.
He gets to
tame you and tame the beast a little bit.
Yeah, he could try. Hi, honey. I know you're listening too.
Well, you know, when I first got introduced into the lifestyle, in my real life, I am not submissive in any kind of way. I need to have control over my life. But I think that's what makes me naturally a good submissive to a dom, is that I need to give up control in certain areas.
That vulnerability, that there's somebody there that I can say, take the wheel. You know what I mean? Like, I can just be like, you know what? We're fucking tonight and you're taking the wheel, you know? Just like that. I totally get it. We're soul sisters for a reason, you know?
That's damn straight.
The only place you're allowed to take the wheel is when you got a whip. So I also discovered that all four of us on the air right now, we have pictophilia, which is a fetish of enjoying and being turned on and enjoying sharing porn-like pictures and videos and receiving them as well. So that's a fetish
we
all have
that
I didn't even know was a fetish.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, it is. Pictophilia. Yeah, I totally did 20 minutes. I totally did a 20-minute crash course in names of
I can't believe that's a thing, but yeah, I mean, fuck yeah, we all like, you know, erotic, you know, photography, and yeah, we like to share ourselves with each other. Yeah, it's we know there's a thing for it.
I'm not gonna lie, like I totally play with masturbate and fucking get off to pictures that are sent to me. So, like, I'm definitely guilty of pedophilia, and it's my guilty pleasure. And I'm attracted to sadism, which is people who like to inflict pain on others sexually, and you know. I need a sadist in my life. I'm sorry. I just need a sadist in my life. Cause like, if you can't like full force slap my ass so that I can't sit down the next 5 hours, then you can't sit with me.
You see, you like pain to a certain level. So
yes.
There, like I said, so there are many different levels to somebody being a masochist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just to elaborate on that a little bit more, so you like spanking.
Well,
you want to smack your ass hard enough you can't sit down for a few hours. That's you enjoying a little bit of pain. You like that sting.
Well, see, the only difference between a log, this is a hard ass word, dude. Algolognia. The only difference in the two definitions was the humiliation part. Like, I don't want to be humiliated. I want to be, like, I want you to be happy that you get to slap me. Not be like, not slap me because I'm beneath you. I'm not beneath you. You get what I'm saying? Like, so that's the issue with humiliation. I don't like that role of humiliation. Outside of that, yeah, I'm so a masochist. I love fucking, I don't know what. Yo, there's something about the sting of sex that is sexy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When sex stings.
I said all this talk about spankings has me, like, really craving it, and it's really bad.
Me too.
Oh, girl, you have no clue how bad.
So that's another fetish, too, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The only fetish I will never get down with is, and somebody in group had said this, and if he's listening, maybe he'll know who he is, but if he's got a foot fetish, and I'm saying that is one thing I will never, ever indulge in. I will never indulge in, okay, listen, that's a hard limit for me. Get away from my feet, and I don't want to see your feet.
Me too. Me too. All right, listen. All right. So the other day, I just did a fret. I painted my toenails, and like, let me tell you, nobody touches my feet. Only I do. They're gross. I'm not touching your feet. You're not touching my feet. In fact, you're gonna wear your socks while you're in my bed. Don't, feet are ugly. But I took pictures because, you know, my honey likes feet, which is so like, okay, it's always been a hard limit of mine. Feet are ugly, but I took pictures and I sent them to him because I just painted them, and it was so awkward. I didn't know how to take pretty foot pictures. I'm like, how do you, like, there's not a way to take pretty foot pictures. They're feet, they're ugly, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, no, you kind of like, no, you can point them a certain way, or, you know, angle them a certain way. You can make, you know, I don't have ugly feet, but I just don't, yeah, I don't want you touching my shit, like, no.
I have little kid feet. I have little kid feet. I got little stubby toes and little small feet. Like, I have, like, little kid feet.
Kid feet.
So
I can wear kid shoes. My stepdaughter
wear
the same size shoes.
I wear the same size as my 9-year-old daughter.
Do you put in?
Yes, I do. I wear the same size as my 9-year-old daughter. And
oh,
her, it's bad because her feet aren't good. Her feet are not going to grow anymore, because that's what happened to me around, like, I just thought around 9, 10, 11, I just thought my feet didn't grow no more. Neither did my tits.
Oh, but they're still beautiful.
You know, yeah, Chris, you're such an appreciative person of my tits that don't exist. I love it. They don't exist, guys. Yeah, when I wear my padded bra. No, hold on. Is there a tit fetish? Like, is that like titophilia or boobophilia? Because everything seems to end in philia. It does.
There are tit fetishes, like, and a really big one is going back to the tit tying, and many people can't take that because the color of it, and you know, and the way that they look when they're tied. But it doesn't hurt as much as people think that it does, and the way that it looks. But that is a very big fetish.
A lot of people, nipples.
A lot of people like that.
I've never
does
tried
it, like,
to tie anything.
Oh, put in.
Well,
I encourage it.
Like
I really encourage it.
I
like
mine
chest tied, not tie tied. You like yours what?
I like mine squeezed, like as hard as possible to cause as much pain. But I've never tried the tie thing or anything.
So if you like
them
squeezed like that, you probably would like them
tied.
Oh,
you would like it then. You definitely would.
I think you would. I encourage it. I encourage people to try it at least because, for me, the first time that I experienced it, it was just an incredible, erotic, very amazing moment. Like, you know, and it's not for everybody, but yeah, I'd say fuck it. You got
to
try it.
I like my tits being like whipped or like slapped or like, you know.
Yeah, me too.
I actually have some pictures of like markings on my tits, of like whip markings on my tits and on my inner thighs. I love to see the lines, you know, like the red line and the welt in it. And when the welt rises, oh, when you can feel the welt, it's just like, I just want to run my fingers over the welt and be like, it's so eternal just to like rub your finger over
mark
that
the
welt.
Rope sleeve, the indents on the skin, that's the rope sleeve, yeah. That stays for a few hours after. I love that. You guys have seen my pictures, but I get banned every time I post it, so I can't post them anymore.
Yo, it seems that Facebook isn't liking my ass lately. Like, yo, it's been spamming my ass, and it's all the good ass pictures too. Like, come on, the
Facebook
one with the thigh highs. Yo, with the thigh highs and the guard belt thing, it fucking spammed that. It spammed my the bare ass booty pic. Like, oh, fuck you, Facebook. I have nice ass. I wanted to share it, and you're just jelly because you wasn't getting shared it. Like, I don't know, man. There must be some prude with a flat ass that's like spamming my pics. Like, you know, is it? I think there's like people that like face tag. In my mind, is how it works. I don't think this is how it really works, but in my mind, there's like some old ugly lady with like warts and a flat ass and saggy tits, and she's like, spam, spam, spam every time that one of my really nice ass pics are up. No lie. Yeah. All right. You remember Golden? You know the Golden Sisters? Is it? Anyways, the show with the three old women. All right.
Golden Girls,
yes. Okay, not Betty White, not the other one, not the slut, but the older one, not the grandma one, but her daughter, that's what I picture.
Oh, yeah,
well,
it's Dorothy or something, right?
Yes,
Dorothy,
I think
yeah,
so.
That's the spam woman for Facebook, I'm telling you. She's
so
like spamming my ass. Bye-bye. I'm bad. What Ethel from what's the Those Were the Days? Yo, or her. That's like
oh
a
my
really
god, that was
show.
That. Oh, but with Archie Bunker.
Archie.
All in the family.
Yes. Archie.
Oh my god. Okay, listen. We got from fetishes to All in the Family. Like,
this is what happened. Okay, so back to fetishes. So Chris, on the edging, how far do you edge? Well, like, do you like to actually be brought to the point that it's like you're going to aggressively take what you want? Or is it like you like to edge other people?
I said this in the group. I like to play it where I get edged and then I edge my partner, and then we just, you know, we go back and forth until we get to the point where we're both passionately into it.
No, see, here's what happens. if my partner would have edged me, and he thinks I'm gonna edge him, nope, your dick's going in my mouth. We're gonna have some fun. Like, I don't know. I just you start edging me. That's it. I'm gonna find a way to get me some.
I have a very hard time with edging. I can't. It's hard for me to stop when he tells me to stop. So it's hard for me to control that, and so I'm trying to work on that. But then also another problem I have is if he stops me, let's say he stops me 3 times in a row, and then wants me to go and gives me the go ahead, I have a hard time actually achieving. Yes, I can't. So definitely have I'm working on my training in that.
Okay, so here's the thing: don't Kegel when you're trying to hold back. Like, I come so quick. Like I'm not even gonna lie. If I was a dude, I'd be like a fucking 2-pump chump. Like, I
yeah,
come so
can't.
Quick and
you can't.
I know that.
I'm gonna bring you right up to the point where you're going to, and I'm gonna stop, and then you can't. Like, that is the that
nope. I'm gonna
so hard. Yes, exactly.
Nope. I'm gonna come. Like. And it's so sad, like, it is. But, like, I did recently learn how to come without touching, like, to, like, just, like, come. Like, it's awesome. You just keep kegeling and think naughty thoughts, and you'll come. You'll have an orgasm. It's awesome. I'm like, whoa, I didn't even have to touch. Yeah. So, yes, Nikki experimenting with her kegel.
I came without touching one time. Well, more than once,
oh, yeah?
Really.
Yeah, it's hard to stop coming when you start coming. Like, listen. And when I come once, I want to just keep coming. Like, let's do this all night. We're gonna have breakfast and then we're gonna do it again. I like coming. Like, I don't know.
Well, everybody does. That's the whole point of it.
If you don't enjoy it, then there's a problem here.
But I'm like the girl that...
A lot of the times, it's not only just about the orgasm, though. There is so much pleasure in other things during a scene. During a scene or during play. Like, there are so many things that are just as much of a turn-on. You don't have to actually orgasm from it to...
You don't have to orgasm to get
a heightened pleasure level.
Oh, you know what the best thing, what I love the most? I like the soft, hard, like, mix-up. So, like, they'll be soft and they'll be caressing you and stuff, and or light kisses, and then, like, all of a sudden, a bite on the neck, and it's like a shock of a pain, but it's like, ooh, you just turned me on with all this soft kissing, and then boom, you went hard, and right there, I swear to God, I that is like, moist undies and pants, and I'm gonna end up naked, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you do the feather play where you do the feather and then all of a sudden you get a whip and you don't know when it's coming, oh, that just the excitement of not knowing that when it's coming, and it, the pleasure of the softness, and then all of a sudden you get that sting. It's like, oh, all I can say is it's like, oh, you know.
Oh, absolutely. During a spanking, in between, the moment when the hand meets the ass cheek, the anticipation of the next slap and how hard it's going to be, absolutely. It's all part of it. I can't. You got to stop talking about fucking spankings because...
I need one so bad. Just one, like, crack, like full hand, you know, like, closed hand slap, like, you leave finger welts on my ass. Like, I really need that right now.
I got to give a shout out to my, you know, to my fellow Bruce lover in the group, and she knows who she is.
Muffin.
I love seeing
the Bruce on That's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Muffin.
Yeah.
Lori, you don't even know. I was in another group with her, me and Tammy, and ride or die for that bitch. Seriously, she showed her pics, her bruise pics, and these old hags, they were like fucking golden girl hags, okay? Except for the slutty ones, all right? They were like on her. They were like, that's abuse, rah rah rah, and I was like, fuck you, I'm gonna do it to her again
later. That's what people are
like,
so wrong. They get it so wrong. It's not. Everything that we do in the lifestyle is consensual, okay? We want it. We like it. We agree to it. And it's not abuse.
Like,
I mean, it's not like, oh, you're standing there, you're punching me in the face, you're giving me a black eye, a bloody fat lip. That's not it. It's all done in ways.
In a manner that we want it done.
Right, exactly. It's not done in any disrespectful kind of way. It's very hard to explain.
I begged him to do that. Like, I was literally on my knees with his dick in my mouth, and then I said, "Spank me!" Like, come on. These women were saying shit like they were popping out with, "Oh, that's daddy issues, this and that," and I'm just like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" So me and Tammy hopped on there. And I was like, that's my girlfriend, and I don't mind that, and it's not abuse, and I'm going to use that paddle on her ass later. How about that? you know how I am, especially with Muffin. That girl got my heart. I love that girl. Like, I
there's a lot of judgment
like
involved. People are always going to judge, and I do not let
but
it bother me. I don't judge other people. I say, no, my motto is no shame, no regrets. I'm going to live my life, and I'm not going to allow anybody to shame me for it, especially because they don't understand. So
I can't in the bedroom
let it
or
affect
outside.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Like, exactly. I don't, all right, I'm not going to let some vanilla fucker who's never had an anal orgasm call what I do abuse. Because you know what? I like my ass abused, all right? And I like the way it feels. And the only reason you don't like it is because you never had it done right. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, two vanillas don't even know what it's like to have a finger in their ass while they're being fucked. Like, it doesn't, you know, they can't step outside the box at all. It's got to be all just the normal way it's supposed to be. Like,
I did that to a vanilla guy.
There are many, many different ways to pleasure yourself. Or pleasure someone, or have them pleasure you, vice versa. It's just
to discover. I did finger in the butt to a vanilla guy I was messing around with, and I put a finger in his butt, and let me tell you what I was sucking his dick, and let me tell you what. After that, he asked me every time I sucked his dick to do that, and beforehand he would not have ever thought of it. He thought it was the most grossest thing in the world, da 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 da. But when the finger goes in the butt and you all of a sudden get this like explosion throughout your whole body, and then oh, big cup, and yep, you know, you all of a sudden you got it right.
It's
and
very
then,
enjoyable for guys, but the guys, so a lot of guys are like, no, you can stay away from my ass. They don't even want to try it. They don't know what they're missing. It does not make you gay. It doesn't mean that at all. It's still a little ass play, and it's very enjoyable for guys.
I think
it
that's
does
what
not
stops
make you
a lot
gay.
Of guys.
Say that again.
Why?
I think that's what stops a lot of guys, because they think
they
makes
think
them
gay.
Just like how a man won't compliment a man because they think it makes them gay.
That's why we're being big on that in group this week. That is why we're being big on that in group. It is not gay to appreciate another man's ass. Just like it is not lesbian, even though I would do some lesbian things, to appreciate putting in Miss P's tits. But I would do some lesbian things to him, though. Anyways, it doesn't make me a lesbian. It just makes me appreciative of a nice rack. All
right? Right.
Like, it's not – I love how Mr. Brown and Honey and Mr. Summers will go through group, and they'll be like, oh, my God, look at that cock. And they'll be like, showing out. I love when they do that. Chris has been doing that, too, a lot lately. And I
way
love
go,
it.
Way to go, bro, man.
Yeah, buddy. Yo, I call – I call Chris my BFFFL, and that's because he's my best friend for fucking life. Because, like, seriously, the only guy that will actually talk fairy tales with me. This is great. He does. He talks fairy tales with me. Like, wait, is there
this
a princess
is
fetish? Is there a princess fetish? Like, Princess Philia or Princess Filiola or some shit?
Well,
princesses.
You would know.
I didn't see one in the list. Like, I should look that up. I'm going to Google that, and I'll let you know on next week's show. But, like, if there's, or a Disney fetish. That's what it is. It's Disneyphilia. No, Disnophilia is what it would be called. I'm telling you. The obsession of thinking the Little Mermaid is the sexiest bitch on earth.
If it doesn't exist, just make it. That's what I'm saying. Just get a patent on that, and you're good to go.
I know people that are obsessed with Disney that it should exist.
It should.
It was said on the radio. It was said on air. So it's real. And that's how it works.
Was said on air. So it's real.
It must be real.
It must be real. That bitch from Talk Therapy said so. Great. That's great. So, but here's another thing that I feel a lot of us all have a fetish of it in some way, even if it's a little one, even if people are vanilla. Partialism, which is it's a non-genital body parts that turn you on or you find attractive and sexy or you like having touched. So you're partial to that body part. People who have foot fetish or stuff like that, it's of that category, partialism. So I personally love ass attention. So partialism on my ass.
But does that mean you liking a certain body part on the opposite sex?
Yes, it does that too. It's partialism is like it's referring to basically a certain body part, like whether you like the body part or it's a part that it's the touching of a part or the seeing of a part that turns you on.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a part you're partial to. So like I'm partial to spankings, I'm partial to ass play, I'm partial to booties, but on a guy, I love thick arms and strength. Which is a whole other thing it's another hard one.
Arms on a guy? Oh, yeah, that's like a weakness for me. But I have a big thing for hands,
definitely.
Too. I'm sorry, but if I don't like your hands, if you don't have nice hands, you don't keep them shits clean, I don't know, I have a problem with that.
I like manly hands, but like clean manly hands. Like, all right, like, I'm sorry, I want a man. I want a masculine motherfucker because, like,
yes,
I want to be thrown
like
around. I want someone that builds shit and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and you want to see that in their hands. You want a man to have, like, some manly hands, like rough, you know, man hands.
They don't have to have calluses and rough because, like, if they're, I'll give them a hand massage. They can lotion and stuff. I'll help that. But, like, I want to see that they, you know, I want to see, like, where they have scars and where they, you know, like, they have short nails because they do actual work, you know, they're, you know what I mean? Like, or I want to see it in their hands that, like, I don't want to see pretty skinny little fingers on a guy. I want to see fingers that have meat on them because you're a man, you're masculine, you should have like, I love a masculine man. So, like, the Stephanolagnia is what it's called. I'm saying it wrong. Stephanolagnia. That's attraction to muscle and strength and brutality. Like, so another fetish I didn't know I had, but I knew I had it. I just didn't know I had a name. But I love strong arms. Strong arms. Oh my God, I could sit in strong arms all day. Like the hand thing, Lori. Like clean hands are dope, but I want to see strong arms. I'm a thicker chick, all right. So if you don't got strong arms, there's no possibility that you're gonna be able to do the things I want you to do with me in the bedroom.
No, I agree with you there, Red. I do. He cannot have arms that look like mine, you know. Or yeah, it's got to be a little bit bigger,
no.
A little. Gotta
exactly,
because
we're gonna tussle. We're gonna tussle. I'm a brat. We're gonna tussle. You know what I mean? I'm
look,
a brat. We're gonna tussle.
100. Somebody who weighs 110 pounds is not gonna be throwing me around a bedroom. So yes, yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly. And yo, you think you're gonna pin me down with skinny with beanpole arms? No, you ain't. How are you gonna pin me down? Did you see my legs? I got some strong ass legs. If you're trying to pin me down, you better come with some arms. Like, legit. Another thing that I know that I looked up, narastophilia. Do you know what that is? that is the fetish of loving demeanor and dirty and naughty talk. So liking to use it or having the use of it in sexually, not just giving it, but hearing it too. I'm so that. I love dirty talk. Everything could be a fetish, legit. Like, I thought dirty talk was in everybody's sex life. Like, I don't know. If could you imagine boning someone and they say absolutely nothing? Like, just,
Listen. Okay. Listen, in my previous relationship. Go ahead.
But
there are some people who cannot talk dirty. I asked somebody to call me a dirty whore once, and he was like, I can't do that. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is a problem.
Ex-husband didn't like it. He didn't understand it. But then once I let him slap me in the face with his dick and call me a slut, he was like, yes, yes, I love this shit. Not gonna lie. He's just like, wait, I can't ever hit you any other way, but you're going to let me slap you in the face with my dick and call you a slut? Yeah, but don't do it outside the bedroom. You are going to get knocked the fuck out if you do. But can you hit me with your dick and call me a slut? Like, and he was so, like, weirded out by it. But when he got to do it, when he had that hard dick and it slapped across my cheek, and he was just like, take that, slut. He was addicted. That's it. It's so funny because he was kind of vanilla when I first met him. I'm like not vanilla, but like he wasn't as crazy as I was. You know what I mean? And I was young and I was just like, I want to try it all, you know? So having a guy for the first time ever do it to you, the look in his eyes when you're looking up and he's like, you hear the crack. You know, and then he's like, dirty slut, and you're just like, his eyes was like, and right away puts it in your mouth, like just shoved it and started face fucking. He was just like, I knew at that moment that he was not going to have a problem with dirty talk after that. But that's the best way to break him in. Just be like, yo, slap me in the face with it, call me a bad name, because then all of a sudden they're like, yo, I just hit her in the face with my dick, and it works. It works. Like, I had the worst time getting him to talk dirty. I was like, say bad shit. Like, I'm telling him, like, I would say some really dirty shit to him, and he would just, like, he would not say stuff until I had him slap me in the face with his dick. So, see, but if that left a bruise, that wouldn't be abuse. I asked him to do it. And it's not verbal abuse either, because I wanted him to call me his dirty. I was being his dirty slut at that point in time. He was just telling me the truth. Let's be honest. Like, I feel you should be a slut for your guy, or you know, your girl. You should do slutty things for them.
It makes things interesting. It keeps things fun. I mean, listen, all things kinky. How could it not be fun?
Exactly.
The people who don't know about it because they've never tried it, they are uncomfortable doing certain things with their body. And if they would just let go, I mean, it's very liberating. Very liberating and freeing, and you know, you unlock a certain side of yourself. You can never go back.
Yeah.
But that,
yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, you run into people who are like that who haven't experienced anything else, and they get in that mindset that, oh, sex is not about fun. It's about love and all that. You know, all the stuff that they get, you know, you get built up on, and so they don't like dirty talk. They don't like being called like that. I don't know how to describe it, but
it's their
thing.
Those people don't even like changing positions.
Where she said absolutely nothing during it, and it was like, oh, like after it, I was like, oh my, I was like, what? What did we just do? Because you didn't say a word.
Yo, you hard styled horizontally. That's what you did.
I was like, what in the world are we doing here? Like, it was. I can tell you right now, that was the worst session I've ever had. I was like, oh God. Like, I was like, I got my clothes. I'm getting out of here. I can't be around you anymore.
All right,
I felt.
Show, Red, is like you know most embarrassing sexual moments.
You know, we almost did the topic, what the fuck was I thinking tonight? And because it was my at midnight, it turned into what would have been my 10th year anniversary of marriage. So we was gonna do what the fuck was I thinking theme, but then we was like, you know, let's do fetish. I don't want to be too much of a cunt, cause like, you know, what if? Huh, I'm sorry if my ex-husband is listening right now, cause you know, like, and I would feel like really shitty that on the what would have been the 10th anniversary, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck did I think? What the fuck was I thinking? So, you know,
you all say that shit to my ex-husband's face. What the fuck was I thinking? Yeah.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was like, I hope she's I hope my ex is listening right now, because I'll put her on blast.
Yeah, I would love it.
Well,
I say that on a daily basis about my ex.
All right, listen. All right, when I was 19. I just turned 19, and, you know, his cock was the biggest cock I ever had inside of me, and I know what I was thinking. I wasn't. I was just like, dick. Dick, 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 dick. Like, I'm not gonna lie. All right. He had a huge dick. All right, and I'm sorry, but like, that's what I was thinking. However, I didn't like anal with him because he had a huge dick. So I never really appreciated anal until afterwards. Like, he would rim that shit, and I'd be like, get it out. Like, he would only grin at it. I'm like, get it out. Like, could you imagine me doing that show like me? But literally, like, so, yeah. I know what I was thinking. What the fuck was I thinking? What when you think with your vagina, not with your brain. Oh, God.
I think the problem with me was that I was not thinking with my vag, and I was thinking more with like my heart and my brain, and I really wasn't, you know, because we had a boring sex life after just a short period of time, and I let that shit go for 10 years. That's just insane. I would never let it go for six and a half. I still don't even know how did I live my life that way for 10 years.
I'm not going to say I didn't love him. He was my best friend before we was together. Actually, he was the guy whose shoulder I cried on when guys broke my heart and stuff. You know what I mean? But, you know, and then he did that too. Yeah.
Sometimes love turns
anyway,
to hate.
It's not that it turned to hate. What it was it turned to comfort. And it was, the problem with it was we was friends. We was besties. We was best friends. You know what I mean? And
in my situation, love turns to hate.
Like, I don't, like, there's a part of me that I, like, when I meet him in hell after I've taken over and he meets us down there, I'm so torturing his ass. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to torture him. I'm ruling hell, and he is epitome of asshole. Like, not going to lie. But, like, there was years I had the best. You know what I mean? It was fun as fuck. Yo, come on. We might have had over, like, 45, maybe 50 fucking threesomes with some hot-ass bitches. All right? So I can't say that sex sucked, because it didn't. Like, I sucked during sex, but not, yeah, sex didn't suck. It just wasn't what I wanted. I wanted a dom, and he wasn't that, you know what I mean? And it leads you to find, and because I'm not interested in that sex, it led him to go find other chicks that were interested in his sex. You know what I mean? But like, when we had threesomes, I was interested. I was wicked interested when we had threesomes. But like, I don't know. Anyways, off of that, it's my freedom day. I'm free. Okay, so here's another thing that I hear a lot of girls have the rape fantasy, you know, consensual rape, or even not consensual. They want to be forced sexually. A lot of girls have that. It's actually called basophilia or rapetophilia. And that's the fetish of wanting to be raped or having a rape fantasy, or whether consensual or not. And I
oh, I didn't realize there was a name for it, because it is a very common fantasy.
It's a very common fantasy. I've learned that in group. Like, I used to feel really bad. Like, I felt awkward that I wanted that for a long while until I opened up in groups and I saw that more girls wanted that. And it was like, okay, so I'm not wrong. I'm not dirty for that. That's something my ex-husband would make me feel weird about, because I wanted four sex like that. Like, I would pick an argument with him so that I could get four sex. You know what I mean? And he didn't like that. But, like, I thought there was something wrong with me for a long time because I wanted a guy to fucking rape me. But apparently it's something that many girls fantasize about, you know. But I want to be princess raped. I want to be, like, wearing a tiara when I'm raped.
In a castle.
It's got to be in the castle too.
No, I have said that in group. I have said that I want to be raped in a castle, preferably by a couple, like by a guy and a girl. It doesn't have to be a couple, but it would be really awesome if they were a couple, because they would be very in tune with each other. But like, yeah, I want to be raped wearing a tiara and a princess gown. Yo, oh, Mr. Summers sent me a link to some Disney lingerie, Disney princess lingerie. I know what I'm getting myself for Christmas. Legit.
I
want to
see some.
I know. I have to get it after Christmas, though, because, like, you know, my Christmas is New Year's, because I spend money on kid, you know, and family, and my birthday is Christmas Eve. So I should probably get myself a present, but I don't. I'm gonna get drunk. I'll probably get drunk.
What do they have? Like a seashell bikini for Ariel?
Don't you rag on that, Chris? Don't you rag on that seashell?
I'm asking the question.
And if they did, I'd wear it proudly. I actually have
a seashell. What the fuck would a seashell cover for me? Nothing.
Yo. Lori, you realize that, Miss T, you realize that a seashell would cover my whole tit, right? Like,
no, maybe not your whole tit. I don't think it would cover a nipple.
my sister has a joke. She says, "You don't got tits. You're all nipple." I'm like, you know what? You're so fucking right, you fucking cunt. But. She's such a fucking cunt. She rubs it in my face. But she'll be like, she'll buy a box of Band-Aids and hand them to me and be like, "Look, I bought you a bra." Fucking bitch. She does. That's what sisters do, though.
That's bad.
No, it's not. That's what sisters do. I'll walk up to her. Yeah. Listen, she's got...
I have a brother. I know.
So I'll walk up to her and I'll just start flopping them up like, bloop, 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 bloop. Like, because, all right, listen. When she was a teenager, them shits was perky and big, and all the boys was like, "Oh my god, her titties!" Now they saggy and rest on her tummy. All right, so like, I love you, sister. Anyway, I'll walk up to her and I'll just like bop her boob up, like I'll bop it up, and like bloop, bloop, right? And you guys should see me. I'm doing the hand gestures right now while I do this, but I'll bloop her boob. That's what I call it. And she'll be like, "You're such a fucking perv. Grow your own." Like. My little tits have always been the joke of us, but like she has no ass, so like I'll tell her, "I'll grow tits when you grow an ass." You know what I mean? So I don't understand how I have no tits. My two sisters, double B's and bigger, and they have flat asses and huge tits. I have a round ass and no tits. I mean,
I've seen no tits. Okay, you have tits. I've seen no tits.
No, I have no tits compared to everyone in my family. Like, all the women in my family are, like, huge. Like, Lori, I look like a teenager compared to these ladies. Like, it's even the teenagers have bigger tits than me. It's not even fair. Like, and my poor daughter is going to be stuck with that situation, too. Because, my niece, she's a year younger than my daughter, and she's already started to develop. And my daughter is like, I make her, you know, she wears training bras because that's what she should be doing. And yeah, by the way, I can shop in the same type of bras as my daughter. That's crazy. All right. Like, when I can buy a My Little Pony bra, there's something wrong with that. Anyway. anyway, she's going to be.
Is that on the list of fetishes too?
There is an animal fetish. I didn't write it down though. It's like for something philia, but yeah, there was an animal fetish. So I mean,
what like what kind of animal fetish? Like people like to dress up as animals.
There
like
was a couple
cosplay
different ones.
Type shit.
That's furries, and I have a friend who's a furry.
Furries, okay. I mean, it's a thing. People have parties.
Yeah, it's a thing. I went to one time.
I would like to wear like a little like a little cat tail, like you know, like the butt plug, you know, cat tail, maybe some ears, but I would not full blown go on like, you know, just to a party dressed as a fucking animal.
I wore my Rainbow Dash onesie. Like you know my Ariel onesie that I have a Rainbow Dash one too, which is a My Little Pony. I wore that.
Oh, that's different. That's different. You still see your face. Like you don't have like a mask on, right?
No, but I did get a mask that hid my face, like, but it wasn't, it was just like, you know, one of those pretty, like, you know, like Mardi Gras type masks, those pretty ones.
I like those. Yeah. I like those like masquerade type masks. Those are nice and sexy.
I actually have a silver one hanging on my wall above my tiara. Yeah. I have a tiara on a pillow and a silver pretty mask that looks like a fairy and a little tiara clip and yeah it's a thing with a picture of the castle from Disney behind it.
Right on.
It's the one little area of my bedroom that's not superheroes. Well, not superheroes, it's comic book mostly. I got a lot. There's no Batman, he ain't a superhero, so. But there's Joker.
We need to do the superhero theme soon.
I did do this. We did it twice. We did
We did 2 weeks of it.
We did the Superman deserves to be called Super. The Superman deserves to be called a man where he's not from Earth.
Not on the show. Not on Talk Therapy.
On the group.
I'm
we're doing it on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
We're doing it on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
I own 7 capes, so I'm just debating on what one I'm going to take off the wall to put on. And I own 7 capes. That's crazy, but I own 7 capes. I own Suicide Cape. I own a Harley Quinn cape, a Joker cape. I own a Wonder Woman cape. I own a Superman cape. And I own, I think it's a Riddler cape. And I own a pot leaf cape.
You're funny. I had a Superwoman costume and a Wonder Woman costume years ago, but I don't have them anymore. I'll have to get creative.
I have a little costume. All right, listen, I have one that sits like I have it. I'll share it in group later. It's a polka dot dress and it has like a half shirt thing and like I have a really pretty bow and it's my superhero costume if I ever become a superhero. I just need to get superpowers first, like. I mean, but that's going to be my, and it's got a really pretty bow and it's got a red, white and blue hat that in case I don't want the bow, but yeah, my colors are going to be red, white and blue because Superman, that's my favorite superhero. So I have to follow the American dream or something like that. No, cause I'm Native American in America. Yeah. That's why red, white and blue and shit and eagles and stuff. So another fetish that I personally enjoy, and you know, anyone who watches porn probably does too, voyeurism, where you like to watch others have sex. I especially like it when it's the guy I'm with having sex with another woman, and I know it's taboo, like for most women, because like a lot of women don't want to see the guy that they love or have affection for or are committed to fuck another woman. But oh my God, I don't think there's anything sexier than that. Like I love watching, like, is that the face he makes? Is that how he gets down on me when he does it? Like I love watching my guy buck the shit out of another bitch. I don't know. It's sexy in my opinion. So voyeurism.
It is. It's very hot. It is sexy and it's very hot to watch. It's a big turn on. Also, you know, vice versa. So he's watching you, you know, have sex or do something, maybe have sex with another guy or you're playing with another female.
Okay, and that's where
you.
I have a problem. I could have sex with another female in front of him. I want to try it. I want to try to have sex with another guy in front of my guy. But like,
why wouldn't you?
Because I don't know. A part of me, like, I can't explain it. There's like this part of me that's just like, I can't. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to get into it. Like, all right, let's be honest. Like, I'm doing up. You know, you guys know I'm trying the Paulie thing out, and I'm trying to see, but I can't bring myself to get naughty with another guy. I can get naughty for days with other girls, but I can't bring myself to get naughty with another guy. I can't do it. I don't know.
But it's turning him on. Like, but it's turning him on, and he's enjoying it. And so that wouldn't turn you on?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to try it, like, in full real person, because, like, I can't – I don't know.
I think it would turn you on, knowing that he's turned on by it.
Right.
Maybe.
It would change for you once you were actually doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I was iffy at first, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this, you know, when we had our threesome. But it's something that he wanted too, and it turned him on watching me. So knowing that he enjoyed it, at first I was iffy, but then knowing that it was what he wanted and he wanted it, yeah.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's like, because it's like beaten in my mind, like, and it's that taboo thing, like the beaten in your mind thing, that like, you know, you're supposed to be loyal to that one guy, this and that. So I really only think I'm going to have to experiment. I'm going to have to like experiment with it. You know what I mean? Because we all know that, like, I get stuck on shit. You know what I mean? Come on, everyone here online knows I get stuck on shit. And so I get interested in a guy, and it's like I'm stuck on that guy. Now, girls, I like pretty things, and girls are pretty. So I want all the girls because I want all the pretty things. You know what I mean? And I don't fall in love. I don't fall in love with girls. I fall in love with the guys. And I think maybe it's a love factor. You know what I mean? But I do want to try MMF. I want to have sex with another guy, you know. But I'm not sure if I could do it like him watching. I think that it would have to be like DP or like you know, an Eiffel Tower or something. Because like I'm not sure I could do. I just don't think that I would be capable of watching him watch me be fucked by a guy.
Look, during the play, during that session, you'd be surprised of, you know, all the different types of ways, and you're not gonna, you would just go with it, you know what I'm saying? And it would feel natural
exactly.
At that point. So I think that, yeah, so, you know.
Well, I mean, if I'm tied up and gagged, then I'm going with it, ain't I? Right. So no, that's funny though.
That's a whole different play session.
Wait. Okay. So I like that in only play sessions. I'm sorry.
I heard Chris in the background.
What'd you say, Chris?
I said that's a different scenario altogether.
No, it's
yes.
Not. I like being tied up and gagged, and I like tussling in all my sessions. Like that's a thing. I don't, we save the soft, making love, nice things for birthdays, anniversaries, and actually, I don't want soft making love on my birthday. We can do it on his. But for birthdays, anniversaries, maybe like, I don't know, like Thanksgiving or something. Those are the days you make love. Any other day, I want to be fucked like you hate me. Like, remind me that you love me, but fuck me like you hate me. Like, I just like that.
I'll take the love and the cuddles and the kisses and all that during my aftercare.
Thank you.
I'm not interested in the actual, like, you know, slow passion, make love to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the
super
though.
It's been a while.
I'm the super though. I'll get done being all crazy and I'll have like the reddest ass ever, and I'll be like, yo, you want bacon? I'll go make us some bacon, man. High five. Like I will do that though. I high five after a good blowjob. I like, listen, if a all right, listen, if a guy is willing to high five you after you suck his dick, you know you did that shit right. What? Yeah, blowjobs and high fives and sandwiches. That's how it should go.
it sounds like a bumper sticker right there.
Yo, actually,
high fives and blowjobs. That's an awesome bumper sticker.
All right, listen, I have a friend I call him T-Rex. I used to always say that shit. Like, I'd be at events, because you all know I used to work events. I would be at an event and I would say, people would say, what makes the best girlfriend? I'd be like, yo, blowjobs, high fives, and sandwich. Like, that's the perfect wife for me. And he said I had magical powers because, like, I conned his girlfriend into doing that for him. And then it became routine, blowjob, high five, sandwich for them. And he's like, you got magical powers, man. Yeah. And like and now every time he sees me, he'll say, blowjobs, high five, sandwich. And it's our thing. I also get another one of my friends, they say, shoom, every time they see me, like the Star Wars lightsaber, because I told them, if I had a dick for 24 hours, this is what I'd do. All right, one, no hole is safe. I only got this dick for 24 hours. I'm putting it in every fucking hole. No hole is safe. Oh, a keyhole? Doing it. Your hole? Doing it. My hole? Doing it. Sorry, no hole is safe. All right? And then I'm going to mark my territory. I'm peeing on every fucking tree. I'm writing my name all over the place, like in the snow and the grass and everything. I'm writing my name. Like, I'm peeing on things. All right? I'm going to pee standing up. I'm going to aim. I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to shoot pee at things. Like, I'm going to do that. Third thing I'm going to do, yo, no, I'm going to play Star Wars with it, yo. Like, feel the force, zoom, zoom. Like, seriously, it's like a lightsaber. I'm going to put a glow-in-the-dark condom on, and I'm going to play Star Wars with it. Zoom, feel the force. Like, that's what I'd do if I had a dick for 24 hours. I'd go to jail. Because I don't think anyone would be appreciative of me with a glow condom on talking about feel the force. You know what I mean? Which, if you were to do that in public, that would be exhibitionism, which is exposing oneself in public, or public nudity or public sex is an exhibitionist. So,
that's some sort of fetish too, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, exhibitionism. It is the fetish of exposing oneself in public, or nudity or sex in public. Yep, such a fetish. And it's a big fetish, actually. I hear a lot of people want to have sex in public. Mostly guys, I notice. A lot of guys have the public sex fetish. And
That's a lot of people's bucket list.
It's not on my bucket list. I already did it.
Yeah, but define sex in public, though, because some people get it confused. Do you mean in a public space where nobody's actually seeing you, or in public where you're being watched?
I've done both.
Done both.
Yeah, I've done both. But I'm thinking that it's public. It's exposing oneself, so. It's they want to be seen. It's in public places, like a place where they could get caught.
Right, they want to be seen. Yes, okay, they want to be seen.
No, they want to be caught doing it. Like, it's like exhibition. Like, it's like going on an exhibition. You want to try to find that. Like, so exhibitionism. See, I can do public sex. If we're gonna do it outside, we're gonna have public sex. We're gonna do sex outside in the public. I would rather it be a closed-off place that someone might be able to find us, but, like, not likely. If I'm going to have sex in front of other people, I want that to – it's going to be in closed private because, I don't know, mostly because, like, I don't just want any stranger walking by and seeing my venene or, you know, me sucking the dick or, you know, whatever. But there's people that are turned on by that, like by the idea of it being caught.
The idea of being caught. Yes, the idea of being caught. And being
or watching. or being seen, or it's also public nudity that seeing somebody publicly nude and not them not knowing. So like if you stumbled upon somebody being an exhibitionist, it's also considered you an exhibitionist if you enjoyed watching that. Which, you know, to each their own. If the couple was hot that I stumbled on and seeing them fuck, I'm watching. I'm sorry. Especially if they're hot. Like
if somebody comes across other, to, you know, a couple having sex and they say they're not going to stop and look even for a second, they're lying.
Yo,
yeah,
of course.
I'm gonna take point is because that couple got to be good at what they're doing if they're willing to do it out in the public for people to see. Right? Like if you do it publicly, like you got to be damn well good at it because you know people are watching. You want people to watch you, so you perfected it, right? Oh yeah, I'm gonna take pointers and be like writing down notes. Be like, all right, okay, all right, stick it in here right now, and then chill. Okay, I got that. Yep, I'll have a little notebook and whatnot, a little recorder. Stargate, Captain's Log 101, public news. He has shoved it in her ass. To be continued. You know what I mean? Like I'm taking notes because I bet they're good at it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, they got to be pretty fucking good at it if that's the case. Like, I'm just saying. All right, so.
Then they're going to look up and see you sketching out what's going on, drawing it out on a pad. All right, he's got her this angle, and then it's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
They're going to catch you looking.
Yo, I'm going to be clapping and cheering them on. Like, yo, I see someone getting it on in public. I'm cheering them on. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like, I'm that girl. I'll get all close up faces, lean up in there and be like, hey, does she like that? You like that? And like, and look back and forth. I've got a face on face real close. I'm like, yeah, get it, girl. I do that. I'm crazy like that, though. We all know I am. I'm that crazy bitch.
Then you have the embarrassed old couple standing next to you saying, look at those two. How dare they? They should be ashamed.
No. That old couple would be my best friend. Yeah, listen, that old couple would be my best friend because I would keep telling, I would point certain things out to that old couple. I'd be like, you see his ball sack slapping off her ass right there? You see that? Look at his ball sack slapping. Oh my God, you see her titties bouncing? Wow, her titties really bounce. Like, I'd do that shit. Like, that the old couple would be more grossed out by my comments than this couple having sex. Wait, hold on. That dirty toss fetish. What is that again? That was the narratophilia. Narratophilia, right? I would practice narratophilia as that couple got it on in public. Right with that old couple listening. Like, yo, you see the ball smacking off her ass? If she's feeling that. Ah, he's going to stick it in her ass here soon. Yo, $10 says he puts it in her ass. Yo, they'll either puke, run, or... or discover themselves. I'm crazy. See, but we all know I'm crazy. If somebody has a problem with someone's kink or their fetish, oh, I'll feed right into it. I'll feed right into it. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes you uncomfortable that they're a person that has their own likes. Hold on. Do you know what that kink involves? You should really find out. Hold on. Let me tell you. So first, like, I'm that person. Like, oh, you're going to talk smack about somebody with a kink? About, like, I'm going to tell you all about that kink.
That's what's so great about the lifestyle, though. And everybody that I've come across in the lifestyle has been non-judgmental. And it's actually, when I first started discovering things, it was very refreshing that there's a whole world of people out there that don't judge you at all. Whatever your kink is, whatever your fetish is, and trust me, I've seen some pretty weird fetishes in my BDSM group. So, you know, and there's no judgment at all, ever. And that's what's so lovely and refreshing about it.
Wasn't it so great when you first came into the, and you didn't know what it was that you, all right, so you knew you liked things different. but you didn't know what it was. And the first time ever that you met somebody who brought you into it, wasn't it great? Wasn't it fucking phenomenal to hear somebody
it
say,
was, it was
no,
actually,
baby,
yes.
It's okay, I'll do that for you. Like, that was...
It was life-changing.
On earth. Yes, yeah. Like, when I said...
It was absolutely life-changing for me.
When I said, wait, you'll choke me like that? Hold on. You don't mind putting it there? Like, the feeling, the knowledge that he felt that comfortable that he would give to my fetish, to my kinks, to my enjoyment, as much as his own was just, and then to watch his awe, to see other people's enjoyment off their kinks, awe. I wonder if that's
well,
a fetish.
I didn't know that I liked certain things until I met somebody who brought it out in me. But it was more, for me, it was more like a self-discovery thing. Like, what's wrong with me that I like this, and I like certain, aspects of the pain and marks and whatnot. But it's like, then when I stopped questioning why do I like it, that's when it was very, very freeing for me. I was able to enjoy everything that I like without question and hesitation, no shame, no regrets.
It was so great, the first time I ever had, because I experimented with it, but, the first time I ever had BDSM sex for real, it was with a female. And she showed me things that I didn't, I knew I liked pain. I knew that I liked it. And, I always wanted hard sex. I wanted it to hurt. And then she showed me different things. She would slap me while she was finger banging me, and it'd be like, oh my God, whoa, hold on, do that again. You know what I mean? And it was I felt dirty in a different way. I felt like a dirty person before when I wanted it, because I was made to feel dirty, it was dirty to want it. But the dirty I felt with the slap and the finger banging was a good kind of dirty, like the kind that we don't wash out from under our fingernails, Lori. Saying.
Yes.
All right. So here's another. All right. Because we've only got 12 minutes left to the show. And I want to shine the light on this, because this is a popular it's not popular for me, but it's popular fetish amongst people. Scat, it's not called that. It's actually, scat is piss and shit play.
It is. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah,
that's
I see that
cool.
too. But it's, no, it's not. It's called two different things, actually, Ms. T. And I'm going to tell you right now. Coprophilia. Is when it's feces, when you will use shit too, and urolognia is when it's just urine, you won't use shit. Okay, you are not pissing on me. Yo, you are not pissing on me. To each their own. If you like pee, whatever, I don't want to talk smack and be mean about it, because there's people who like it, and they I'm sure that they feel very often feel like we felt, oh my God, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, well, you're not judging somebody else's fetish.
And I do have to admit, I would not even pee for someone before. And I did pee on, ooh, and video. I did pee on video for someone now. And Well, I didn't find it sexy. I didn't find doing it sexy at all. Knowing that the person I did it for found it sexy it made it easier. I'm not going to say it made it sexy, because peeing did not, it didn't make it sexy. But it made it easier to do it. I figured out that I would pee for someone, but I would never allow pee to be on me. And if you pee on me, I am fucking biting you in the dick. Just saying. Don't pee on me.
I don't even know if I could do that.
Don't pee on me and don't come in my hair.
I don't even know if I could pee in front of somebody.
Oh, I can pee.
So you wouldn't
somebody.
Be able to piss on somebody if you can't pee in front of somebody?
No, I
don't think
somebody.
I could.
I have five.
I mean, unless I really had to, and I was holding it in for a long time, but.
Are you an only child? You got to be an only child. Chris, are you an only child?
Why? Why does he have to be an only child?
Because if you come from a household of four or more kids, you can pee in front of somebody.
Oh.
Legit. Like, especially if there's only one bathroom in the house. Yo, my sister's in the shower. Nope, I'm peeing. Yo, my sister's doing her hair and makeup. Yep, I'm peeing. And then I'm going to take a shit and chase her out the bathroom, too. So that's why I'm saying you have to be an only child if you can't pee in front of someone.
No, I mean, no, I can pee in a toilet in front of somebody. But I don't I don't think I'd be able to do it like in a sexual situation. I think it's one of those mental things. And no, I'm not an only child.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I got one.
Is he wicked older? Or he wicked older?
Yeah, he's older.
Yeah, that's why. So as a baby, you can't go in the bathroom with. Like I have two sisters that are older than me, but we're all like a year apart. You know what I mean? So like legit, I will go in the bathroom even if it's my brother in the fucking bathroom taking a shower. I'm like, I'm coming in to pee. Like that's it. There's when you have a huge family, there's no modesty. You learn to pee in front of somebody, especially if you have a kid. If you have a kid, that's it. You learn, you can pee in front of somebody because them little fuckers, they follow you into the bathroom. Like they use a diaper. They won't use a freaking toilet, but they will be on your ass while you're on the toilet. Like seriously. So you learn to pee in front. If you're married too, because that was the
like,
best.
But he'll be brushing his teeth in the morning. I can pee in front of people. I've grown up in locker rooms and stuff, so I can do that, but I can't, like, if it's not a designated bathroom or behind a tree or something, it's a mental thing. Like, I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I can't. It's not coming out.
I bet my friend, he said that I couldn't piss standing up, and I bet my friend $50 that I could piss standing up, and I did piss in public because I wanted $50. And mofo, I peed standing up. And guess what? It don't take a whole hand to pee. Like, you guys need a whole hand to hold your big pee standing up. Girls only need two fingers to pee standing up, bitch. What? Girls can pee standing up. So don't ever say that shit. We can pee standing up. You just gotta know where to put your two fingers and aim your pee.
Wait. Guys need a hand.
It takes man skill, though. A girl really can't pee standing up without getting it on herself, though. Like, that's a guy can, you know.
No, you can pee without getting it on yourself. You just gotta take your two fingers and you gotta pull upward so that.
That's good. That's some man skill right there.
Yeah. I made $50.
Chris, you were saying something, Chris. I heard you in the background.
No, I'm good. I didn't know what I was saying. So.
If a girl don't touch it and pees, no, you were saying that a guy could pee would not touch it. Yeah, that's cool, but like, you got to lean against the wall to do that. Like, you can't just not touch it and it just pee like without a dribbling down your leg. Like, your soft penis is going to dribble down your leg if you don't hold it. Or you have to lean against the wall so that your penis is dribbling over. I know, I have brothers. Like, we had to potty train them. Like, they're younger than me. You know, my brother, if he's listening right now, he's like, I'm going to fucking kill her. I'm going to fucking kill her. Now everybody knows she potty trained me. Oh my god, guys, the hour and a half went by really fast. We already only have 5 minutes left of the show. Oh my god, it's time for what have we learned.
I gotta be up in 4 hours. You guys better be loving me right now.
I do. I loved you before. Alright, so it's time for what did we learn. Okay, so what did we learn? We learned
Just about the different types of fetishes, but I don't think we learned too much.
No, we did. We learn every show, Miss T. All right. One, we learned that if you slap her in the face with it and call her and use dirty talk, you'll like it more. So all you vanillas that don't like dirty talk, just slap her in the face with it and talk dirty, and I'm telling you, you'll appreciate it. All right. We learned that we all suffer from pictophilia. I don't suffer from it. I enjoy it. But
we learned that was an actually a thing.
Oh, by the way, Miss T, just so you know, I did learn this too. The foot fetish, it's called podophilia.
Ew, really?
That podophilia, P-O-D-O.
Podophilia?
P-O-D-O-P-A-L-I-A. Yeah, it's about feet. That's basically, it's poopophilia, because that shit's nasty.
I know.
Sorry. It's so gross. We let
that's right up there with scat play. That's right up there with scat play. Like, get out of here
too.
With that.
Me too. So we learned that me and Miss T, you touch our feet, we're kicking you in the face. All right. We learned. Oh, by the way.
Well, keep your feet away from me or else I'm kicking in the face.
Yo, keep your feet away from me too, bitch.
Yes.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to smell them. I don't want to know them.
Exactly.
I want to know you, not your feet. All right. But also, guys, fetishes, the scientific name for a fetish is paraphilia. P-A-R-A-P-H-I-L-I-A. And that is what, that's the scientific name for. Oh, look, we got a call. Hold on. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
It's Puddin.
Oh, Puddin, you're back.
What happened to you, Puddin?
Well, she had a red alert, you know, mommy problems.
I came back and I was there for a while, and then everybody went silent and my internet completely shut off on my computer. And
oh, so you
good.
Had
everything okay now?
Yeah.
You had a Nikki moment. It's okay. It's all right. We're all going to go through that once on this show at least. All right. So we're actually in what did we learn today? So I learned that I had fetishes I didn't know had names. I didn't know they were considered fetishes. I learned that basically everything's a fetish, okay? And I am going to invent the Disney fetish. It's going to be Disney-ophilia, and it's going to be like sexy redhead mermaids in my bedroom all the time. That's Disney-ophilia. Well, that's pretty much what time we got for the show, guys. I appreciate all of you calling in. Miss T, oh my God, my heart goes out to you. I'm so happy you called in. And
I am
you're gonna
too.
Have to call
right?
in. You're going to have to call in one more time when we start talking about Crazy City shit. Because I'm thinking that sometime this month I want to talk about the diversity in a city. And your train stories will do dope on that segment.
Oh, yeah, my train stories. Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. I'll represent.
So, representing the city life for real. But what? Yes, I saw
New York in the house.
Holla.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. This was fun. And now I'm going to get a little bit of shut eye so I can get up in 4 hours.
All right. We love you, Miss T. I love you, my soul sister.
I love you
Thank
guys.
You. Mwah.
Mwah. I love you guys. See you tomorrow.
See you in group.
Bye.
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 It was awesome to have her on the show. It was really awesome to have her on the show. We've been waiting to get her on the show, and like, I'm so glad we had her on the show. I love Miss T.
I knew.
And now you all got to hear the voice to Miss T. That is our morning cup of tea. All right. So let's say goodbye to each other, guys, because we've got 53 seconds left. I love you all.
Bye.
See you next Thursday. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great week. And happy Freedom Day, guys, even though it's my Freedom Day. Bye.
Bye.